So we'll start again. Daf Samaches Amud Aleph by the two dots, 12 lines from the bottom. Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayim Asisim Betinik Shenish Bala Ben Anochim Vigesh and Isgal Ben Anochim. The Mishnah, the first case in the Mishnah of Klal Gol Omu B'Shabbes Kol Hashechech Ika Shabbos. That means the person has no inkling about Shabbos. So does it mean that he never knew about Shabbos? Well, he knew about a Shabbos 30 years ago and it was Hikke V'Shochach. So Rav Shmuel say no. We're talking about Tinik Shenishba. And Gersh and his guy Ben Anochim. Tosi Radway points out on the bottom, Avadi was a Kabbalah's Ger is Bifnei Shloisha. Otherwise, he's not a Ger. But they were never Medeim Mitzvah Shabbos. And that's a big assertion in the Rishonim and Achronim, Achiyeza, they discuss. That means you can be a Ger, Avadi Kabbalah's Mitzvah Ma'akev. But you don't even have to know the Etzem Mitzvah. You just have to know that I will accept upon myself to be Mekabal Mitzvahs. Even if you don't know, have any inkling what the Mitzvahs are, even a Mitzvah Chamur like Shabbos. That's a Chiddush and Tosis. Lo Hidia Mitzvah Shabbos and he's still a Ger. But the point is, the Mishnah is talking about the Dechai, one chatz your whole life, is talking about that Nizgaya ben Anochim and the Kotnish Shanishba. So Melek Tinik Shanishba, Tinik Shanishba, and Gersh and Nizgaya, so you're potting Gansen. Aval Hikir Blesoif Shochach, but let's say it was a case of Hikir Blesoif Shochach. That means he knew about Shabbos, just the past 30 years, he has no inkling. So in that case, chayva kol Shabbos and Shabbos, you'd be chayv every Shabbos. It would be like the second case of the Mishnah of Shiga Shabbos. Hayadei ikka Shabbos, v'osam lochas harbe, Shabbos is harbe, yichayv an every Shabbos. That's called the Shiga Shabbos. So we're saying Shiga Shabbos doesn't just mean that I thought it was Tuesday. I came to an island, I thought it was Tuesday, and there's the ideas of Yom Ben Atayim, yichayv an every week. Shiga Shabbos, you'd be chayv an every week. Also, if there was a hikir, b'sof shokach, in the past 30 years, I forgot about it. That would also be considered yichayv every Shabbos, which is a bigger chiddush. Because over here, you don't say that the Yom Ben Atayim, I'm a chalik. There's no knowledge that suddenly took place. For the past 30 years, I don't know about Shabbos. Frek the Gemara right away, Tana na shechech ikka Shabbos. It says in the first part of the Mishnah, shechech ikka Shabbos, which implies that he once upon a time knew. Shechech means hikir b'shokach. La michlal da havela yediyah mikora. Not tinik shenishba, not like Rabin Shmuel say. Not geshen his guy ben enochim. Zog maloi, Michael shechech ikka Shabbos, the hoist is shechuach menu ikka shal Shabbos. It was shechuach mimenu. Lo oilam was a person that never knew. Tinik shenishba. He was raised amongst Gentiles. He was captive. He was a geshen his guy ben enochim. But it's the reason why it says shaycheach. It doesn't mean he forgot. It was shachuach mikara by him. Aval, however, we make this diak hikul b'soiv shachach. If it's let's say he knew once upon a time in the past 30 years he doesn't. My chayvel kol shabbos v'shabbos soi bezoi adetoni hayudei ikka Shabbos. The second case of the Mishnah says yudei ikka Shabbos, which we understood to mean that I came to an island and suddenly I know what Shabbos, but I think it's Tuesday until I suddenly realize, I don't realize, but pshat is I'm chayv every single week, because every week I think it's Shabbos, on Tuesday, I'm off by a few days. So, aratoni hayday, ikka Shabbos, v'osam lochas harbe, b'shabbos harbe. Every week you chayv one chatas, chayv akol Shabbos, listen, hikul b'sof shachach, say a much bigger chiddush. Say a case where I once upon a time knew about Shabbos, and the past 30 years I don't. Because over here, you don't have, Rashi explains, you don't have the svara to say that yediyos of yomim ben atayim am chalik. Still, you're going to be chayv every week, even though it was hikul b'sof shachach. The past 30 years, I have no inkling of Shabbos, and it's still chayv every week. That's taka chiddush to say that you chayv on every Shabbos because you don't have the yom ben atayim. So the Sfasemis explains, because amol you were a hikinik. That's the vart. The vart is 30 years ago I was a hiker. I knew about Shabbos. So every single week there's a possibility that now I'll suddenly remind myself what I did as a child. So Amela, every week look at as a new shgoga, shiga Shabbos. Versteitzich, when the regular case of thinking it's Tuesday, there's a shiga Shabbos every week, because every week there's a yom ben atayim. So Dr. Svasemis, in the case of hikul b'sof shachach, there's also a shiga Shabbos every week. We look at it like a shiga Shabbos, because every week there's a possibility you'll remember that original hikir. Mashenk and tinik shenishba, it's one shkoga. It's a shkoga that what? That he, one shogig. Over there, he takes a chayv when he wants. Tinik shenishba, there's only one shogig that he never knew. About Kopon effect Gemara, why is the second case, Yodei Ikka Shabbos, let it say Hikr B'Sev Shokach. List Hikr B'Sev Shokach for Kolshkin Ha. Zok the Mora, a new taich. My Yodei Ikka Shabbos, Misha Ha Yodei Ikka Shabbos V'Shokach. The second case, Yodei Ikka Shabbos, doesn't mean that I came to an island and I thought it was Tuesday when really was Shabbos. No, it means Yodea Ikra Shabbos V'Shokach. It means Hikra B'Sav Shokach. That's Taka we're teaching the Mishnah. The second case, Zok the Gemara Samaches Amud Beis Avol Loi Shokachah. But if let's say you did not shechach the ikah Shabbos, not hikel b'sof shochach, but rather zok Rashi in the top ela shochach hayoyim Shabbos mai. But let's say you come on a Tuesday. You come on a Shabbos and you think it's Tuesday. You come to a place far off in the island and you forget which day it is. Avaloi shochamai. Let's say it's just like we understood originally that a Shiga Shabbos means that you think it's Tuesday when really it's Shabbos. What are you going to say in such a case? Not that you're going to be chayev one chatas for every week. My chayev al kol melocha melocha. You're going to say this will be like the third case of Shigas melochas, meaning that you don't know about the melochas. A case where you think it's Tuesday when really it's Shabbos, you're not going to be chayv one chatas the whole Shabbos, but you're going to be chayv for every melacha. So then it's fair. The third case in the Mishnah. The third case in the Mishnah. When you know it's Shabbos, you know about Shabbos. You know what Shabbos. You're on the day of Shabbos, but you don't know about the melachas. You don't know anything about Hilchas Shabbos. The third case of the Mishnah is Yichayv on Shigas melachas on every melacha. So listening, let it say a bigger chiddush. Hayadeya ikka Shabbos, that you know about Shabbos. Just you think it's Tuesday, and really it's Shabbos. Yichayv on every melacha. The kol shken ha, and for sure when there's a real Shigas melachas, Yichayv on every melacha. Now the chiddush in the case of thinking it's Shabbos. Thinking it's Tuesday when it's really Shabbos, the chiddush is that l'chayyeh, why chayyeh in every melacha? There's no shigas melachas. Why should you be chayyeh in every melacha? So explain this fasem, as he explains that it's as if there's a yediyah b'miktsas on the melachas since you know about Shabbos. Since there's yediyah ikka Shabbos, so Shabbos includes is melachas, so we can see somewhat of a yediyah on a shigas melachas too. Because after all, you know it's Shabbos today. You know about Shabbos. Meaning, in a case where you know about Shabbos, just you think that it's Tuesday, so then you should be chayav on every melacha. And where do you have a shigas melachas? Because at the end of the day, since you know about Shabbos, so does the idea about melachas too. So why does it say the third case of regular case of shigas melachas? Let it say this case. So the Gemara retracts. Elo, masnisin k'shehikir b'sof shochach. The Mishnah is talking about hikir v'lebesov shochach, meaning the Mishnah's case. Back to the original first case in the Mishnah. Kol hashechech ikah Shabbos. We said it, according to Rav and Shmuel, is talking about tinik shenishba or geshen is gai ben akum. So we're saying no, it's not talking about someone who never knew about Shabbos. The tinik shenishba. It's talking about hikir v'lebesov shochach, and that's the first case in the Mishnah where you have one chatas your whole life. And Rav and Shmuel's case of Tinik Shenishba and Geshen is Gai Ben Akum, Kehikir B'Sof Shochach Domi. It's like Hikir B'Sof Shochach. That means we're saying that Hikir B'Sof Shochach and Rav and Shmuel is the same. Tinik Shenishba is like Hikir B'Sof Shochach. And that's the first case of the Mishnah where you chayv one chatas your whole life by Tinik Shenishba and Hikir B'Sof Shochach, because they're both the same category. V'hochi itmar, Rav and Shmuel dami tavayu, afilu tinik shenishba bein anochim, even a child that was taken captive amongst Gentiles, v'gesh and his guy bein anochim, or ger that was his guyer, b'fnei shloisha, but they never told him about Shabbos in the first place. Kehikil b'sav shochach domi v'chayev. It's like hikil b'sav shochach. It's like you knew about Shabbos 30 years ago, and the past 30 years you have no inkling. V'chayev, one chatos every, one chatos your whole life. That's the first case in the Mishnah. So Rav and Shmuel learn the Mishnah's first case is Tinik Shenishba and is like Hikir B'Sof Shochach. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lokish argue, no. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lokish da'ami tavayu, davke Hikir B'Sof Shochach. No. Davke, the first case, is Hikir B'Sof Shochach. It's, you only chayv one chatos your whole life if once upon a time you knew 30 years ago and the past 30 years you have no inkling. Then you take a chayv one chatos your whole life. However, Avotinik Shenishba Bein Anochim, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish would say, unlike Rav and Shmuel, if it would have been a Tinik Shenishba Bein Akum that he never knew about Shabbos in the first place, or Gershon his guy Bein Anochim, then it would be Potter even throughout his whole life. It would not be Chayv even one Chatos. And the reason is, explains Rashi, the reason why we Potter, the Kosova Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, Oimer Mutter Onusu, Veloish Kogihi. When are you chayv chatas for? You chayv chatas for a shoygig. You're not chayv chatas for an oinus. Someone who was converted ben akum, or someone who's a tinik shen nishba, he's not even going to be chayv one chatas his whole life. He's an onus. An onus, not chayv chatas. That's how Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish argue on Rav and Shmuel. Now, be'etzim, in Rav and Shmuel, you have to understand why you chayv chatas. At the end of the day, you're a tinik shen nishba. Why you chayv chatas? Why is it not oinus, oimer Mutter Onusu? The Teretz is because, according to Rav and Shmuel, being a chatos is not because you're pesheya. is not because you're Pesheya. The bringing a chatas is because your nefesh was nifgam. At the end of the day, you did an aveira. It's irrelevant the fact that you never knew. Rav and Shmuel hold even Tinik Shanishba is like Hikal B'Soyf Shokach. You need a kapora. The kapora is not because of the Maisa Pshia. The kapora is because the nefesh was nifgam. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh says, Oyme Mutas Onus. That would not be the case where you have one chatas his whole life. It's only Hikal B'Soyf Shokach and not Tinik Shanishba. Klal Godel Omru B'Shabbos. We said the following klal, the first case in the Mishnah. Kol asher cheyach ikas Shabbos. Someone who forgets ikas Shabbos, vosam lochas harbe, b'shvosas harbe, ein chayv ala achas. You only chayv one. One throughout your whole life. And it says in the Brayos as follows. Ketzad, what's the case? Tinoik shenishba lebein anochim, like Rav and Shmuel learned, v'gersh and izgai ben anochim, vosam lochas harbe, b'shvosas harbe, ein chayv ala chatas achas. And it continues the Brayos. V'chayv ala dam, Yechayv for eating dam, not just Melechah Shabbos, even for other Yisurim too. Yechayv one throughout your whole life for eating dam, doesn't make a difference how many times you ate it. Achal dam achas, vala chelev achas, yechayv on chelev one, on whatever you ate chelev throughout your whole life, vala vadezog achas, on each one of them yechayv one. Now, really the chiddush over here is, in this braisa, there's many chiddushim, but one of the chiddushim, the fact that yechayv on vadezorah, is that means we're talking about. It says that you're talking about a gersh and his gayer ben anochim and tinuk shenishba ben anochim. That means before we said a nomen aleph tois says that a gersh and his gayer ben anochim is even if they didn't tell him about Shabbos, he's still a ger. Over here in this tzad that yichayv avidizor, that means if it's going on the case of ger, that means your gersh and his gayer ben anochim is chayv an avidizora, even though he didn't know about avidizora. We're talking about that is a shigas avidizora. We're talking about it doesn't know about it. So that means yechayev, you're considered a ger, even though you don't even know about avidizora. It's even a bigger kiddush. What's left? What mitzvah does he yes know about? So Nachiezer says kabbalah's mitzvah avadas ma'akev, but you don't have to know the actual mitzvah. Like Tosfos says, Norman Aleph, you don't have to know about Shabbos. I know whatever they're going to tell me eventually, they'll teach me, I'll learn. But you don't have to know the actual mitzvah. Here it says you're even avidizora, you don't have to know. So Lamaise, the Achrayim want to say, Ramosha in Dibris, he says that Avada, he says, Lahalocha, Avada, you have to know that the Abishah created the world. There's no such thing that you're a ger and you think there's two Shuyos. It can't be. He says, you have to know the Abishah created the world. That doesn't mean that you have to know about the Issa Vedizora. You have to know the Abishah created the world. The Issa Vedizora, that he's spalting between the Issa Vedizora and the idea that the Abishah created the world. Avada, that minimum you have to be a ger. Now, Tosfos over here by Vorens on Dibur Masel Chayev al Adam Achas, that it's posher that you chayev on Dam Achas, even without being a Tinik Shenishba. Any person that eats Dam without, there's no Chilik Isser like you have by Shabbos. By Shabbos is Chilik Melochus. But on Dam, even without being a Tinik Shenishba, Ochal Dam Vedam, if you eat twice Dam, you only chayev Achas. So what's the Chiddush in Dam that you chayev Achas? Eloi Marie, we're talking about a specific case of dam. The Mairi dafilu ochlam bekame tamchuyin. Even though you ate numerous dishes of dam, you still chayv achas. That by odam ache you chayv on every tamchuy, because tamchuyin amechalkin. Even by helam echot. By tinik shenishba, you only chayv once for dam, and that's it in between tinik shenishba by ochal dam bedivin tamchuyin, mashenken odam ache is taka chayv, because tamchuyin amechalkin. So this chiddush that by dam you only chayv one, and we don't say tamchuyin amechalkin. Now, the aside of Mechalkin is really how we understand that the third case in the Mishnah, Yedeh Shu Shabbos V'osam Melochas Harber, Yechayv on every Melocha. Shigas Melochas Yechayv for every Melocha. So there's really, Menachem Zembe brings in Tetzoyos Chaim, there's the aside of Tzikam Achloikis Vishoinim, how to understand Shigas Melochas that Yechayv for every Melocha. He says, Rashi Shit is later on Daf Ayin Beis is, it's like boil shtei noshim, behelam echot. When you boil one isha twice, then avada it's not considered gufa mechalakim, you chayv one. When boil shtei noshim, then you chayv twice. So here also, the fact that you have different melochas, even though there's one isha shabla v'lisatsiko melocha, but the melochas gufa bleib like gufa mechalakim, and that's why you chayv twice. The reason why shigas melochas you chayv twice is even though it's one isha of loisatsiko melocha, that's Rashi is, that a bleib is like gufa mechalakim, and mele you chayv twice. Now, Rav Nachum Zembe says, this din of Gufa Mechulokin is dafka by a Balchai. You can say this by two Noshim. You don't say this by Nevela from two different animals. But that's not a Balchai. You don't say Gufa Mechulokin. But upon him, Shabbos, the Melochas bleib like Gufa Mechulokin, even though there's one lav of Loisatsko Melocha. That's Das Rashi. He brings a Tosis Rid later on, Kuf Lamed Ches says that no, that Be'etzem, it's not the Peshad bleib like Gufa Mechulokin. Just every melacha is like Shemus Mechulokin. The reason why you chayv on Shigas melacha is because it's Shemus Mechulokin. And that's why you chayv for every melacha. So he says, Bishlam, according to Yisrael, we understand why you need a hasra for every melacha, because it's a different Shemus. But according to Rashi, that it's really one lav of loisasko melacha, just a bribe's goof of Mechulokin. Why is there an din that you have to have hasra for every single melacha? L'chor, it's one shame. Just as bribes that goof of Mechulokin. Why lenin hasra do we say you need a separate hasra for every melacha? So let's see the Braisa Vaita. So the Braisa continues. We're in the midst of the Braisa that says clearly that Shechach Ike Shabbos and Melachas Harbe is talking about a Tinik Shanishba, which seems like Rav and Shmuel. Umumbaz Poiter. Mumbaz says you're Potter. Mumbaz says you're Potter because at the end of the day, a Tinik Shanishba is Oime Mutter, is Onus. Why should it be Chayiv even one? The Kacha Yumumbaz Don Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. And this is how Mumbaz explained. Rabbi Hoyel Umezit Kori Choyter. Amezit. It's called a chayta. Ushogig called a chayta, and also ushogig is called a chayta. Ma mezid choisel yedia. Just like mezid, it has to be that you had a yedia. Mezid means you had a yedia. Obviously, I know what I'm doing, and that's where you chayev. So af shogig shoisel yedia. Shogig doesn't mean tinik shenishba. That's oimem muta onus. Shogig means you had to have known once upon a time. It had to be hikel b'sof shochach. Shogig, now shogig doesn't mean you have to have a yedia at the time. Obviously that makes it differentiate shogig from mezid. But shogig has to be that there was some type of knowledge, even though it's called shogig. Shogig had to be yedia just like mezid. And that's why he says, tinik shenishba, mumit says it's potter. It's oinus, right? And you're potter. That's really like Rish Lakshon Rabbi Yochanan held, that tinik shenishba is potter. Only hikel b'sof shochach is chayev. But Rabbi Kiva told Mumbaz back, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Hareini Moisev al Derecho, according to your reasoning, Ima Mezid Shoyse Idea B'Shas Maisa. By Mezid, the idea was at the time when you did the Avera. So Af Shoygeg Shoyse Idea B'Shas Maisa, you're going to tell me the idea that you need by Shoygeg is at the time when you're doing the Avera? Then what makes it into a Shoygeg? Omer Loi, Hein, yes, I agree. Mumbaz said you need a Idea B'Shas Maisa. Now it doesn't mean like we understand a regular Idea B'Shas Maisa, that makes it Mezid. It means it needs some type of knowledge, b'shas ma'is. We'll see soon what that means. But the kol shekein shoy safto, but ein chenami hein the kol shekein shoy safto. I agree. You have to have yedi b'shas ma'is. But tinik shenishba is not a shoygig. Omar loy, so Rabbi Kiva said, according to you, ledvorecha ein ze kol shoygig. If you need a yedi b'shas ma'is, what makes it into a shoygig? El amazed. So that's the machlokes mumbaz and chachomim. Just like Mezid is called Choyta, and Shogig is called Choyta, just like Mezid needs the idea, Shogig needs the idea. Lafuka tinik shenishba. So much so, Rabbi Kiva told Mumbaz, according to you, if you need the idea, that means you need the idea while you're doing the Avera. He said, yes. What makes it a Shogig? We'll explain Mumbaz later. The Gemara is going to explain what makes it a Shogig and not a Mezid if the idea b'shas ma'isa. It's a Shvachari idea. Oba zokti gemara, katoni miyo. One of the cases we're explaining, what's the case of Shechach Ike Shabbos, it's not a case of Hikel B'Sof Shochach, where I knew about it 30 years ago and I forgot to pass 30 years about Shabbos, Rabbi Yechon HaShlokesh want to say. No, it's implying like Rav and Shmuel wanted to say. Even Tinik Shenishba is like Hikel B'Sof Shochach, because it says, Keitzad Tinoik. So Bishlem El Rav and Shmuel Nicha, because that's what he says is the case of Kol HaShechach Ike Shabbos. It's even Tinik Shenishba is like Hikel B'Sof Shochach. Elo Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that say that the first case of the Mishnah is not talking about Tinik Shenishba, Oimer Muta is Onus, but rather the first case of the Mishnah is only Hikel B'Sof Shochach. So Kasha, it says in this Braisa, Ketzad, it says Tinik Shenishba, and Yechayv on Damen, Avodah Zarah, Mumbaz argues, but it says clearly Tinik Shenishba. Zogt Gemara, Ami Loch Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish say that the Mishnah is only referring to Hikel B'Sof Shochach and not Tinik Shenishba, because Tinik Shenishba you're totally potter, not even Chayim one katas your whole life. So what's found this brayser? Ami Loch Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, Loi Mi Ika Mumbaz the potter. There's a Mumbaz in that same brayser. You're bringing a brayser that says that the first case of the Mishnah of Kol HaShecheach Ika Shabbos is talking about a case of Tinik Shenishba Ben Ha'akum, that someone who had no inkling whatsoever about Shabbos, but in that same Brice it says Mumbaz Paters, because Mumbaz holds that Oimer Mutter is Onus, and Yitaka Potter. So we hold like Mumbaz. Mi'ika Mumbaz the Potter, Anonda Mi'ika Mumbaz. We're learning the Mishnah like Mumbaz, which means that the only time you chayev one chatas your whole life, if there had to be a knowledge once upon a time, either 30 years ago, or even something during the Shkoyger, there has to be a knowledge, but it can't be Tinik Shenishba. Zogt Gemara, my time in the Mumbaz, what's now the reasoning of Mumbaz that says that that if you're a Tinik Shenishba, you're Potter, you have to have some type of knowledge, Hikil B'Sav Shachach, and if Kivya pushes him and he says that, according to you, you need even a Yadiyah B'Shas the Maisa, Zogt Gemara, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk as follows. Torah Achas, Yielochem Lo'Oysa B'Shgoga. It says Torah Achas Yilchem Boishigoga. This is the pasuk talking about Avodah Zarah. There's one Torah for all averis that are done b'shoigik. V'somichlei, and it says next to it. V'anefesh asher tase b'yad Roma. Hik, and that's talking about b'mezid. Hik is shoigik l'mezid. We compare shoigik to mezid. Ma mezid choice l'yadiyah. Just like mezid means obviously that you had a yadiyah that makes into a mezid that you know what you're doing. Av shoigik shoyse l'yadiyah. It says in the pasuk clearly, Shoyeg needs a yediyah. Shoyeg does not mean tinik shaneshba. That's oimer muta onus. You're a potter. Totally. Not mechaim one for your whole life. Shoyeg means it was a yediyah. That means it had to be in hikel b'sof shalchach. The rabbonon, what a rabbonon that argue and say that yechayev, not like mumbers, yechayev even by tinik shaneshba. It says you need a yediyah by shoyeg. Hi, Torah Achas, my Avdile, mi boile, you need it for something else. L'chremakile, Reb Shua ben Levi lebrei, like Reb Shua ben Levi taught his son, Torah Achas yielachem lo'oise b'shgogo. It says Torah Achas yielachem by lo'oise b'shgogo, that, like we said, is talking about the korban avodah zarah. Pasha shlach l'cha noshim zakdashi. Uksiv, v'chisazgu, v'chisizgu v'lo v'sasu, es kol ha-mitzvah se'ele. And this is referring to Avodah Zarah. Uksiv ha-nefesh asher tase b'yad Roma. Hukshu, all karbonos are compared to Avodah Zarah. Ma lahalan dovash chayv nazdein yikorot v'shgos echatos. What are you chayv echatos for? When the zodon, when you do it b'mezit, it's chorus. Yechayv al zdein yikorot, then shigos echatos. Av kol dovash chayv nazdein yikorot, al shigos echatos. That's what's coming to teach us. We're comparing just the din, not that shoygeg has to be like mazed with yediyah. We're just saying, when are you chayv echatos for shoygeg? On something that's doina is chorus. When you do it b'mezid, you chayv chorus. On shoygeg, you chayv chatos. But not that this pasuk is saying that you have to compare shoygeg to mazed that has to be yediyah. Lo olam shoygeg is tinik shanishma. And you chayv one chatos your whole life. The pasuk that says shoygeg needs some type of yediyah like mazed, it just means that just like mazed is chayv chorus, on those averis, all those averis, shoygeg is chayv chatos. We'll stop over here at the top of Samachtes.